At the beginning, an explanation to the title. It is not a typical thermometer, because it does not measure anything, but simply displays the temperature taken by other sensors. However, I found the temperature display to sound strange, but to the bedroom has its justification, which I will write about later. Some history. Indications of the outside temperature in the bedroom make sense. After all, it is there that we decide how to dress. Initially, the temperature was displayed by an old Lenovo tablet. Thanks to the Chrome browser and the ability to display it in full screen, it looked pretty decent. The problem was the brightness of the light. At night, the bedroom is supposed to be dark. The browser does not have the ability to control the backlight. I partially solved the problem by overlaying a semi-transparent div based on astronomical clock data. It even worked quite well, but the Wi-Fi or power icons shone brightly anyway. However, it was enough to turn the screen so that it could not be seen from the position of the pillow, and it was okay. One time, however, I noticed that the display bulged, and after a while, as the bulge increased, the display began to malfunction. I've read about batteries swelling on constant power, but I thought it wouldn't affect Lenovo. The problem arose: to get a new tablet, or to do it your way. Once, thinking about my own temperature display, I bought a TFT module, 480 by 320 pixels. Basically, I wanted a large display, not a high resolution. But then I couldn't find anything more interesting than this 4-inch display. So I decided to build my own structure based on ESP8266. Frame construction. The basic problem when building a device in sight is, of course, the casing. I decided to make the whole thing in the form of a picture frame. There are also other frames with real photos on the chest of drawers, where the thermometer is located. I thought that everything would fit nicely. It was my first project with a TFT display. That's why I did some tests first. I usually build circuits on a universal board, but I had a ready board for ESP12 for a completely different project. Known problem, you have to order a few pieces. I decided to do recycling. I will not draw a diagram, because the appropriate ESP pins, SPI interface are simply connected to the display. Additional pins are, and GPIO15 to control the TFT backlight. The choice of GPIO15 was not accidental. During startup, this pin is forced low, ESP8266 requires it. As a result, the screen is not backlit for the entire duration of the ESP start, and only when everything is ready, the backlight is turned on. As I mentioned, dimming was important, so the frame was equipped with a photoresistor. The only ADC input of the ESP8266 processor came in handy. The high resistance of R4 may be surprising. It results from the fact that the system was supposed to have good resolution at very low illumination. Construction. After buying the frame and tearing off the back foot, I cut a hole for the display. The precision of the cut is not particularly important. There will be a passe partout in the front that will mask everything. However, it is important to place the hole vertically. The active part of the display is not in its center, which should be taken into account when cutting the hole. After mounting the display on the front, it looks like this. The screws are conical and have their sockets so that there is one even plane at the front. Because the plate is thin, I added a little drop of glue under the screw heads to strengthen the whole thing. Side view. The thickness of the plate and nut matched the thickness of the display perfectly. And this is what it looks like after assembly. The top screws from the board are not attached to the display. They only act as spacers. Rear view of the finished frame. Because I do not use the touch panel, I left the original plexiglass in the frame. Software ESP programming. I did as usual in Arduino. To support the display, I decided to use the TFT ESPI library, which works very well.